You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and it's time now for our second interview. We have joining us Omar Jabbar Tafesh Nawal. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Omar is a paralegal working in the Australian immigration law field, but the reason we have him on the show today is because he is an activist within the Melbourne Palestinian scene. We wanted to, have a chat to him about what is taking place in Palestine right now. So welcome to the show, Omar.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, Omar, Israel has declared war on Gaza after resistance fighters broke through the blockade a few days ago. Many people have been killed. Thousands are taking shelter from Israeli air raids. There's a lot more to be said, but would you be able to give us a short update on what is happening on the ground in Gaza right now?
So, a short update on what's happening in Gaza right now, but now is the correct incorrect use of term. It's about what has been happening in Gaza for the past few years under the occupation, under the blockade. The correct statement is that the siege has been intensified, because the siege in actuality started in 2007, not just by Israel, but by Egypt as well, and under the express approval of the Palestinian Authority. And since then, you have to imagine, these poor residents have been under seven different wars in 2007, 2009, 2012. 2014, 2018, 2021, and now, once again, in 2023. And you have to recognize that the conditions on Gaza are the context which we are missing in this situation. Because ever since the start of the Israeli blockade, as you correctly mentioned, 50% of the GDP of Gaza has been lost. Poverty is at 40%, almost 50%. And for context, USA, which has its own poverty crisis, has 27%. You have to realize that 80% of the Gazan population relies on humanitarian aid. 40% are unemployed. And just earlier this year, and you can't even believe this, but because of the amount of wars I just stated, 120,000 families don't even have windows in their apartment complexes. And now the siege has been intensified. It didn't start. It has been intensified. Just this morning, we had the reports from the Israeli armed forces that 6,000 missiles have been launched. 6,000. 360,000 Israeli conscripts, they're not soldiers, they're conscripts, have been placed at the Gaza border. Almost all necessities have been shut off by the Israeli state, and 1,000 and above Palestinians have been killed, 5,000 have been injured, 400 children and babies have been massacred, and it is worth mentioning that 1,000 Israelis have been killed as well. Most of them have been military casualties, but for any civilian casualties, we can completely condemn it, and I want to point out that we condemn the Israeli casualties who are civilians, unarmed civilians, but we will never see the Zionist media, the Zionist press, the Zionist institutions, both in Israel and abroad, condemn the Palestinian deaths.
And in following on from that, Omar, can you, I guess, give us a bit of an update, I guess, on, you know, one of the developments, as tragic as, I guess, as the events have been that of what's happening in Palestine right now, we have sort of started to see, I guess, a re-emergence of Palestinians' resistance. And I guess, what do you have to comment on that?
Well, you used the correct term, Palestinian resistance. What is unknown and what they will hide from you in the Western press, and this is a Western press issue, so I appreciate being on here, is that they keep saying this is a Hamas attack. This is incorrect. 10 Palestinian groups of all political affiliations are involved in what we saw happen last week. And most of the targets were military targets. But besides this, this isn't a reemergence of Palestinian resistance. This is a continuation of Palestinian resistance. And I'm sure people on the left understand that resistance is a holistic endeavor. It doesn't start with violence. It doesn't end with violence. And I am sure all people condemn indiscriminate violence without aim, without cause. And that is what we call terrorism. No, rather, this is an escalation of resistance. Because we, on Green Left Radio, we literally talked before, halfway through the year, about the repeated attack on Israeli, from Israel on Palestinians. And the Palestinian attempt to resist and fight back. We have had three protests this year. We have had multiple worldwide initiatives to bring attention to Palestine and to fight back against the propaganda from the Israeli ministry. Even before this, 250 Palestinians were killed this year. So we understand that violence resistance, which I'm sure you're referring to when you say the reemergence of resistance, violence resistance is in reaction to the escalation of the Israeli state on Palestinian rights and Palestinian self-determination. And I'll bring up this last point. What we have missed from the press is the context. Hamas is only 30 years old, but the occupation has been 75 years old. And we have to understand that the Palestinians have been bombed, massacred, and displaced for 75 years. And if Israel was so to choose, they could have resolved this issue long ago. But they are intent on developing greater Israel, and Palestinians always have the right to push back against the further escalation of the Nakba.
Yeah, thanks, Omar. I guess we also wanted to ask about, you know, global opinion. I mean, there still hasn't really, after all this time, decades and decades, there still really hasn't been worldwide condemnation of Israel and what's happening to Palestinians. And Palestinians' indiscriminate killing has continued on for decades without any kind of worldwide outcry and condemnation for the injustice of the illegal occupation of Palestine and the recognition of the apartheid state, Israel. And we've seen some shameful pro-Israeli spin, you know, settler stories, you know, all this kind of stuff from mainstream media and also coming out of world leaders' mouths. I mean, it's unsurprising, but, you know, the Australian media are just slaves to the Israel state. And, you know, the weight of global opinion should be on Israel to cease their attack. We wanted to ask if you do think that global opinion has shifted on the question of Palestine.
Yes, and in fact, I want to push back on your assumption that the world has turned their backs on Palestinians. That is a defeatist mindset, and we have to I want people to observe the gulf and the difference between social media opinion and world government's opinion, and you will see where the hearts of the people are. You have, and I don't mean this in a derogatory sense, but you have white people, Europeans, Australians, good people on the ground who can just recognize and see through the disinformation that's being peddled. It's quite phenomenal, honestly, and I think that the Palestinians are humble and awed by the global solidarity that we are getting. And there is a recognition, there is a reckoning of the truth of Palestine and its justice, and this is why we see the Israeli media machine and its affiliates fighting back so much. I mean, can I just add something?
Yeah.
The disinformation campaign that has been waged by the Zionist entity is absurd and it is disgusting. We have heard this story about 40 babies decapitated. It is a disgusting claim, and it's, number one, it minimizes the actual Israeli casualties that have been had on the ground. And number two, why would you accuse anyone of such a disgusting crime? And it has been debunked, and it has been shown to be a fraud. Even today, we know of Ben Shapiro, a rabid Zionist, calling for the genocide of Palestinians in recent days. He posted a photo today of a, and I'm sorry for the viewers, but a burnt baby, saying this was Hamas's doing. And then people put it into an AI generator. It turns out it was AI-generated photo. Like, it is disgusting, but we have to persevere, and we have to recognize that no matter what the government say, and as I'm sure Green Left Radio knows, there is a massive difference in the opinion of the people on the ground.
Yeah, just to kind of add a quick comment on that, you know, we even heard the so-called President of the United States spouting that fake news, you know, and it was so bad that basically the White House had to kind of basically fall back, that actually basically they basically had to say that, oh, no, actually Joe Biden didn't actually say that. He was just simply reading off what a news reporter or what he heard
in
a briefing.
They think we don't have ears. They think we don't have ears.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and it's sort of like funny because I think, you know, when I saw this Facebook comment from a left-wing activist in the United States basically saying, you know, when we see people post conspiracies, like in factual information on Facebook, we're encouraged to kind of report it. But when the president of the most powerful country in the world basically spouts, like, complete misinformation, who do you actually report it to? But actually going into, I guess, the kind of more kind of important sort of question, pro-Palestine rallies are being organised by activists here and around the world. And can you talk about this kind of global movement and also the movement in Australia? And I guess talk about why it's important for every left-wing or progressive person, anyone who cares about justice, to actually attend these pro-Palestine rallies coming up.
It's a holistic movement. What did I say earlier? I said resistance is a holistic movement. And resistance is inherently reactionary, because you're never going to resist against nothing. Resistance always comes in the conjunction with a context, a cause. So we have to recognize that, and I want to push back. It's not just left-wing activists. You have to see the Muslim community really come through and support Palestine on social media and on the ground. But regardless, I advocate that people do attend these protests. They too attend these marches. But having a protest by itself isn't sufficient. There is information. You have to educate yourself. You have to educate those around you. You have to have conversations about it. There's BDS. You should contribute. There is righteous causes. There's donations. There's charities who are about to save lives. You know that? There are charities operating, and they are about to save lives because Egypt just opened humanitarian corridors. So please, find the time to protest, and do not cause chaos and havoc at protests, and do not slander and spout actual anti-Semitism at protests. But there are people in Egypt, they're readying to send humanitarian convoys in, and those humanitarian convoys are the result of charity being posted all around the world. And I don't want to say which charities. I'm sure Green Left has some good charities that they can recommend to people. But please, it's a holistic effort. If you want to do protests, that's well and good. Show your anger, show your solidarity. The people in Palestine see it, but make sure it's holistic. Make sure you're donating, and make sure there is a holistic effort towards the resistance, towards this regime and apartheid entity.
Well, it's really been great having you on the show, Omar. We did have more to chat about, but unfortunately we need to wrap up. We've run out of time. But just before we do, is there anything else you'd like to say before we end the interview today?
Yeah, I think I'll end it off with one piece of advice. For all activists out there, the biggest anti-Semitic claim that could be made is that Israel is Judaism. They are not. Israel is not Judaism. Judaism is not Israel. Judaism is a 3,000-year-old rich religion. Israel is a geopolitical and political invention made 75 years ago. And if you understand this, if you understand the history, to all the activists, to all the pro-Palestinians who are at risk of being called anti-Semitic, understand that if you know the history between Judaism and Zionism, and you understand that there is a conflation happening between Judaism and Israel, and you're able to separate the two, you will be on the front foot, and we will finally get the pro-Palestinian movement from the back foot to the front foot. Do your research, do your history, know that Judaism is bigger than what they claim, and it is anti-Semitic to even conflate the two. One is an apartheid terrorist regime. They are terrorists, and they are an apartheid regime. And the other one is a religion of peace, serenity, that has been going on for 3,000 years. Underpin this, and you will be able to avoid any such claims of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, I'm really happy that was a great way to end the interview. You know, it's very tragic that so many innocent people are dying, but Palestine is the one that is being occupied. So we really, thank you for taking the time to speak with us, and we'll hopefully have you back on the show soon.
And also, can I add one more quote from a Jewish scholar?
Yeah.
David Westerstein. This is a Jewish scholar. David Westerstein, he's a Jewish Israeli. He said that Islam saved Jewry, for Islam united Jews around the world, gave them religious, legal respect, and economic and social freedom. That is a Jewish scholar saying that, and let us go into their history and fight on.
Thanks, and solidarity to you, Omar, and the Palestinian movement and people.